Venezuela's socialist government says that it will suspend negotiations with its opponents in retaliation for the extradition to the U.S. of a close ally of President Nicolas Maduro to face money laundering charges. The announcement capped a tumultuous day that saw businessman Alex Saab placed on a U.S.-bound plane in Cape Verde after a 16-month fight by Maduro and allies, including Russia, who consider the Colombian-born businessman a Venezuelan diplomat. Six American oil executives held on house arrest were picked up by security forces and what may be a sign the relations between Washington and Caracas could be upended after months of quiet diplomacy since Joe Biden entered the White House and took the presidency. Leaders from across Britain's political spectrum have come together to pay tribute to a long-serving British lawmaker who was stabbed to death in what police described as a terrorist attack. Prime Minister Boris Johnson, the leader of the opposition Labour Party, and the nonpartisan Speaker of the House of Commons brought flowers Saturday to the church where lawmaker David Ames was stabbed while meeting with voters. 25-year-old British man is in custody and police are searching two sites in the London area. The 69-year-old was attacked Friday, about 40 miles east of London. Some lawmakers say that their meetings with the public should be moved fully online until security is improved for them. As pandemic-era traffic fatalities spike, the U.S. agency in charge of auto safety is struggling with a backlog of safety rules ordered by Congress that are years overdue. It's estimated that unfinished rules would save thousands of lives. An Associated Press review of the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration's rulemaking activities under the last three presidents